is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love signed, sealed, delivered.
Hey,
I'm yours.
It's Panda. I like signed, sealed, delivered.
Hey,
I'm yours.
It's Dan, and I despise signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours.
I'm yours.
And this is the
Deck the Hallmark Podcast. Yes.
You boys.
Yes. Don't mind if I do. Don't mind if we do. Hi, I'm Bran. How are we doing, everybody?
Doing great. How about you?
Panda?
Good.
Dan?
Yep.
Good to be here.
Bran, you doing all right?
Doing good?
Dan?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Panda, you doing all right?
Oh, doing solid. Thank
Fantastic.
You.
Guys, this is a pretty monumental week.
It is.
For a few reasons. The Lord of the Dance is back.
The Lord of the Dance?
Yeah.
I'm the heart. He's the heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'm the eyes. He's the sight.
You guys did it already.
Okay. Sorry, Trace.
Wow.
We'll back up on it.
We did that one already?
Yeah. Huh. Trying to sneak a Stephen Curtis Chapman reference by me on a Tuesday. Last Tuesday.
Can I ask you guys this?
I'd love for you to.
So you have chicken, fries, cauliflower.
What are we doing? Are we doing, is this?
We did it already.
Hey guys, I got that Incubus Platinum card. Try and stop me.
We did it already.
Did we save anything for Friday?
How about the sheep?
Did we save any? Did we just have to get?
No, we did that. Did we do it? We did all the bits? We did everything?
We did everything. We didn't do any seven brew. Oh, we did.
Oh,
we did do all 23 minutes of seven
about the,
brew?
No, how about the sour sauce?
Sour sauce had to be. The Cholula that Rig did, that was great. He wrote that whole thing out.
We did it.
No.
Are we
bitless?
We have no bits.
Is it going to be a bitless episode?
It's going to be a bitless episode.
Yeah, that stings.
I hate that.
Sully, the guy that flew the plane is with you on the moon. Hey, everybody, it's Sully, the guy who flew the plane. I'm with you right now on the moon. Who do I have with me today?
Tom,
welcome to the moon. What can I do for you?
Smooth move, Sully.
Thank you.
You landed that plane so well.
Yes, we all know.
You're a hero.
Yes, okay, enough about me.
Right there in the Hudson.
So,
I can't even believe my eyes.
We know
it's
what I
me,
did.
Sully and the moon.
Yes.
The Sea of Tranquility holds nothing to Hero Sully.
Okay, well, we're all aware of what I did. What can I help you with?
When you were flying that plane, you ever think, I'm going to be a hero forever.
Enough about the plane.
Talk to Tommy Boy up here.
Enough about the plane.
Sully, can we get a quick selfie?
Okay.
Me and my
Sully
boy,
on the moon.
It's terrible.
So, at least we had one.
We had one left. Thank goodness. I thought it was going to be bitless there for a second.
Man, I would have hated that.
Yeah, that'd have been awful.
Been bad.
So, we were at show prep.
Yeah.
And we came up with a lot to do.
Yeah, as we do.
And the one.
We'll get them all done at some point.
We'll get them all done. That was just poor planning. And then we had to throw, unfortunately, we had to throw Sully on the moon with you.
Sully on the moon, we had to just wedge in here somehow. So unnatural.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We'll try to do better next time.
Well,
are you guys ready to talk about signed, sealed, delivered? One in a million?
Yes.
It originally aired on July 24th.
Sound a little more excited if you could.
July 24th,
yes.
2016. And it went a little something like this. It's last Saturday. It's what it says. It's last Saturday. Mm-hmm. A girl runs up to a postal worker and is like, it's just in time. I got to mail this. She's nervous about this, but he's like, what good is a letter if you don't mail it? Good advice, she says to herself in thought, and hands him the letter. Turns out he's not a postal worker at all. He's dressed like one.
But he is.
We'll get him. And is stealing mail, leaving weird clues in a box. So Oliver and Shane are out dancing that night, and the girl that mailed the letter works there. She's their waitress,
server.
Server. I don't know what is that?
Server. Yeah.
I don't know if it's like actor. Mm. Like we call it, like everybody's an actor. I don't know. Anywho.
What do you think you're saying right now?
I'm trying to say, I didn't know if it's like actor where a waiter is a server. You guys know what I'm saying? You're tracking. You're getting it. So she's walking home, stops, sees a TV, and just yells. The lottery's going on, she just yells. And we're all just left saying, what? And then Stevie Wonder starts saying. Back at the DLO, Oliver gets called into the postal security office. They ask him and the team to help figure out who's stealing the letters. So this is very serious detective work. They have a reputation at this point. We get a flashback to the dinner, and Oliver told the server that her and Shane were just friends. Buddy, can't do that. Then the server and her boyfriend do a song and dance all about being just friends.
It was more on the nose.
Specific. You know? Shane and Oliver work to decipher the clues, and they figure out that all of the clues point to the O'Toole family. What? Why? The server tells the gang the rest of the story. Later that night, she realized that he was breaking up with her. And so she just ran out of the restaurant. She left. She saw the lottery numbers and she screamed because she had those lottery numbers chosen.
I've got a golden ticket.
Yes. And where is that lottery number card, you might be wondering?
She trusted the United States Postal Service with
it. That's exactly right. She put it in the letter.
In Denver, a mistake.
Yes. Given their, you know, reputation of clowns and whatnot.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
So she put the lottery ticket in the card and was mailing it to her boyfriend that she works, basically saying, I love you, want to marry you, blah, blah, blah. I've won a lottery. Here's a lottery ticket. Big fun. But after she realized that it broke up, oh my gosh, can't let him get this, you know, and now he's going to be rich. It's the whole thing. I'm going to be so embarrassed if he gets this. I have to get this letter back. But the problem is it's now stolen by this guy. So they get the call from the bad guy and he's basically like, you got to keep up. So Oliver goes to talk to his dad and it's like, so this guy is like targeting O'Toole's. I don't know what's going on. He's like, I know who this guy is. I can help you find him basically. And so they go, they show up at the guy's house. Also there is Oliver's church friend who also is a police officer and also is Amelia Ullerup with a wig, shows up and is there to help. And Shane just kind of keeps like glaring at her, like, what are you doing here type of thing. Turns out that the dude just wants to be recognized for his hard work. It's his retirement day. He's going to retire at 5.
He feels like the O'Tools have constantly taken his dark of night.
That's exactly right. He has until 5 p.m. to return the letters because technically he hasn't broken any law yet. He says, I want a dark of night award by 5 p.m. or I'm burning all these letters. Don't do that. So Oliver runs to the office, grabs his Dark of Night cup, goblet.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Brings
one to Oliver's dad's, but.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, yes. So he and his dad go into this guy's house and they give him the award. And then they basically like, you know, talk to him about how he's great, blah, blah, blah. And he ends up finding this letter that this little girl wrote for him, thanking him for his hard work at the United States Postal Office. And I will say this, isn't that better than any award? I'd say so.
Yeah, for sure.
We get letters all the time, better than any award. And we've won numerous awards.
That's right.
So he gives all the letters back. No problem. No big deal. He'll be coming to my retirement party later, which they still throw. So they give the girl back the letter and she ends up going to talk to her ex. And he's like, the only reason I was going to break up with you is because you need to go to New York. You've got what it takes to make it in the showbiz, kid. I got to stay here. I just found out my mom's sick. And she's like, well, good news. I just won the lottery. I can help you. And also I love you. And, they are going to get married and we're all happy about that. The crew goes to the dude's retirement party that he still has despite the day. And Oliver basically goes up to Shane after that disastrous dinner, says, hey, second chances, I'm for them. Second chances, people never change. But do you want to go out again? Yes, we love that. And that, my friends, was
signed, sealed, delivered, one in a million.
We did it. Post Bulls are going to have a field day with that synopsis for a number of bevy of reasons.
Why?
The main one being that, and I don't think it's important, but there is an entire Norman and Rita storyline in there.
I've already forgotten what it is.
Where Rita used to date a guy and she stopped dating him, and this is news to Norman, but she still sends him money every month to help some bird.
I forgot all about that.
I literally watched this maybe 20 hours. Like, I just watched it.
Okay. For the postables that only listen to this episode and don't listen to any other ones, please know that it's not just your synopses that I pick and choose in it. It's not just you guys. Yeah. It's everything.
Yeah.
You can't say everything.
It is. It pretty much is. But I mean, I'm sure sometimes he goes in big detail, but normally he just kind of
just trying to give highlights.
Yeah.
Just like the little magazine I used to get as a kid.
I loved highlights.
Yeah, you got to find the five differences.
Who did?
It's a classic.
We'll be right back here on Deck the Hallmark.
I'm yours.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Deck the Hallmark. Oh, it's Friday.
Yay.
Yeah, it is. We're talking about Signed, Sealed, Delivered, One in a Million. And it's time to break this episode down, this movie down. I'm sorry with you, Panda. Panda, was this movie one in a million for you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I liked it. I don't know if it's the best one we've seen, so maybe not one in a million, but pretty solid. I enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed it. I liked the flashback to see what happened during the date. That worked for me. I thought the letter was really interesting. I thought it was really absurd. I mean, the whole premise of this is the most absurd that they've ever done, which I didn't mind. I was happy for it. It kept me entertained. I thought that there were some really funny, funny scenes in this movie. I loved, and I don't think you mentioned him in the synopsis, but the
detective
he's a riot.
He had
at least three or four lines that I just laughed at.
He's going for it.
And I appreciate his performance just because it's so tonally different than most of what we've seen. And to be honest with you, I really appreciate this episode because the past couple Signed, Sealed, Delivered haven't really done it much for me. This one was a nice kind of change of pace. And so for me personally, really enjoyed this episode. Has some pretty good heartfelt moments. And yeah, overall, liked it a lot.
I agree with you, Panda. I appreciate the wacky new aspects of some of the characters. The guy who took the letters, all that. It was big fun. But I think the thing that I'm most impressed with this movie is the fact that they're still figuring out different ways to tell a story about a letter.
Yeah.
So like starting with 6 days ago and kind of going back to the conversation between Shane and Oliver and like just kind of telling it in a different way.
It's clear
and
she gets a lot of freedom that no one else got for a decade.
The fact that they started this movie with a girl walking up to a window, seeing a lottery and screaming and giving us no information like another 30 minutes on what happened there. Like I thought I was convinced I missed something the lottery. So I think it's cool that they're doing those things. I thought the episode the movie just felt like, you know, it's nice. I don't know. I think I kind of prefer these ones that are more like light and upbeat and silly and whatever versus the, you know, we're going to go save somebody, rescue a soldier. Like this just is more fun for me personally. That's just kind of my jam. So yeah, it felt good. I like this one, Dan.
Yeah. Absurd is the correct word. This is the first time they've committed to that absurdist humor that has like touches normally in Signed, Sealed, Delivered. So like normally it's like a very serious thing. And then you've got like Ramon over here or like very serious. And then like Norman has a cousin that's funny, or this was just full on farce of a detective story. And so I appreciated that they leaned into that instead of trying to act as though it was serious. The only thing negative I'll say is that it's very clear that we're spinning our wheels on Shane and Oliver at this point. Like at this point for them not to understand that that was a date after what we saw in the last episode, I do think is a little bit much for us to ask. It's almost like she's writing these and going, If I give them this, will they renew us?
Yep.
If I give them Shane and Oliver, will I get a renewal or what will I do at that point? Because that is the only thing that doesn't, like the rest of this, it is just bonkers new, like all of it.
Yep.
Lottery, postal guy, still on the clock, stealing letters but not stealing them, wants an award. All of that is ridiculous, but it's so light and breezy and popcorny that it works. But the Shane Oliver stuff has now been placed in this like suspension. It's like arrested development where it just is not, they're just two steps forward, two steps back to try to keep you kind of on that chain as long as they can without doing anything. And that is, it's starting to show. I think they got away with it early, but now the threads are starting to show there and it doesn't ring true at all. You can get away with a really weird story like this one that is would never take place in the real world if you give us honest character development moments. This has one good honest scene, I think, between Oliver and Shane at the end. But aside from that, doesn't give us those moments. It plays, it tries to string you along in a way that isn't sincere. I'm not saying Oliver and Shane should be necessarily like engaged right now, but for them to
basically take a
mulligan from last week, which was a Valentine's Day movie where he makes her a homemade Valentine's and writes her a handwritten note asking her to dinner like they would do in Pride and Prejudice. And then for them to act like he's unsure if this is a date and they're friends is not in character with him or his intentions or the show. And so that it's starting to show that they don't really like, and I like, she clearly gets a lot of freedom to do stuff differently and that's awesome. But this is now, we've now reached this time, stoppage time, where they're just cycling around, like they're just circling, waiting for a landing. And that's unfortunate because that those two characters are easily the best part of this series.
Yep. Sully on the moon with you. Hey everybody, it's Sully. Welcome back. I'm on the moon with you. Who do we have today?
Buck.
Who?
Buck.
One take, Jake.
But?
Buck?
Buck. Waiting for you, Buck.
Hey, when you were flying that plane.
Buck, this isn't about me. This is what can I help you with?
Do you ever still get scared of birds as they're just flying around and taking out engines and stuff?
Yes. Buck, what can I help you with?
It was so cool how you landed that plane. That was awesome.
Thank you, Buck.
Were you scared? I would have been scared.
Okay, but can I help?
I'm pretty sure I'm still scared of water sometimes. So, scared of liquids.
Sully on the moon with you.
Buck went to the moon, but is scared of water. Can't believe we didn't.
The budget on that show's wild.
It's crazy because they're really out.
They're really on the moon.
It's SpaceX, I believe.
Yeah. And I think what is like layered within there is the fact that Sully thought, surely if I make someone go to the moon,
they won't talk about
it. They won't talk about it.
I think that is the bit. And they still talk about it.
And they still talk about
it. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. Kid. Sully's on the moon.
With you.
With you.
It's time for feels. Panda?
Man, I there are a couple scenes. I love, only Silent Hill delivered could make me, at this point, still get feels with him asking her on an official date.
Again.
And it still works.
It still works.
I don't know how.
Yes,
That still landed for me 100%. I loved it. And you know what scene I'm mad worked for me? Because I didn't like, I thought it was so stupid. But the letter that Curly gets, where he reads it out loud, and doggone it, it just, and he's sitting there. And
hate to say it, Panda. That was my feels too.
Gosh.
It's so ham-fisted, but
it's so ham-fisted. But and doggone it, it worked. And I sat there, I rolled my eyes, and I was like, yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, that was my feels too, buddy. I mean, come on. That guy's just over there stealing mail. And just wants some love.
I liked him still.
Yeah.
You can't tell me, though, that's still not a federal crime at some point.
Oh, all
right?
of that's a crime.
No,
he's 5 p.m. Guys, I don't know.
He was
going
to burn the letters. I don't know.
But he did.
So he's like, if you don't bring me a Darker Knight award, I will go to jail the rest of my life.
That is just why. Anyway.
Don't force my hand.
Just like bad, real bad.
Yeah, I love that letter. Made me real happy. And, you know, his name's Curly. Dan?
You got it. Oliver and asking Shane on a date again and confirming it. That was great. If they go back again and they're like, but we were just friends, that would be dumb. I got maybe my biggest laugh, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just the sheer absurdity of this. The detective was great, but the first artist sketch by Norman was real funny. Yeah. That was real funny. They're like, hey, how's the sketch coming? And he shows him this picture that like maybe a six-year-old could draw. You're like, not great. And I thought that was really funny.
It
like,
reminded really me of, well, a couple. One, the leprechaun. But also I recently saw one where the guy shows the sketch and it's really bad. And like he's laughing at how bad it is, but then they show the guy who got arrested, and you can kind of see it. You're like, oh, all right, kind of get it. I kind of get it. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Wait What's and oh my gosh, the postal worker of the week. Can't wait. Here on Take the Lord. Wow. What a break.
Wow, what a break. Wow,
that was great.
Wow, what a hole. We're back, everybody. We're talking about Sign, Sealed, Delivered. One. It's so good.
It's great.
It's so good. You haven't seen it.
I have not.
I did a little bit.
It's one of the things I hate most about you is the fact that you haven't seen Home Alone 2.
Oh, wait. I have seen it.
I thought you said you hadn't seen it.
I saw it this Christmas.
You did?
I didn't catch the reference because I'm only seeing it once.
What hole? It's when he goes in and he...
Marv?
It's the big hole?
Yeah.
He falls down? Through.
Wow.
What a hole.
What a hole.
Oh.
Kevin. You saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
What did you think?
I saw it on Christmas Eve.
Wow. Yeah.
We didn't hear a report back, so that's good.
It was good.
Thank you. It's time for... Wait, what? Panda?
Yeah. First of all, they are making a big deal out of her winning the lottery and $50,000.
Yeah, is not that.
It's not. Listen, no. If you win $50,000, that is a thrilling moment.
Huge.
It's huge. It would be great. However, what they have said about this is she goes, I hate that he is going to be rich, she says at one point. And then she said she might just quit her job. and I like, listen, I'm not... There are different people at different 50K is a lot of money. There are different people who would like just love that.
That would make a difference for all of us.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. So I'm not dogging that. However, even with that amount of money, it would not be sufficient enough for me to quit my job.
No way.
It just can't happen.
My favorite part is that at the end when she says, "Babe, we won the lottery," and he gives her a giant hug in his head. What is he thinking at that moment?
I would be thinking millions.
We're
millionaires.
He's thinking, we just made enough to cover the medical expense for my mom. Nope, probably not.
No.
He's thinking, we have made millions of dollars. He's going to see that there are only four zeros after the number five.
Here's my thing.
He's going to be disappointed.
You can't. This is a debatable question. When is it appropriate to use the phrase, we won the lottery? Because when you say that,
what is the lottery?
The lottery.
Here's, well, my thing is this.
I think Powerball.
Or the other one, Mega Millions.
Yeah, Mega Millions.
I think Scratch Off.
The problem is that... She didn't hit all six numbers. She hit five numbers of the six. If you play one of those other ones, don't you just say that, like, we hit the pick three or whatever? Like, don't you say that? Like, if you win, I think you have to win millions of dollars.
To say, I won the lottery.
If you win the lottery.
I don't think 50,000 is enough to say it.
No, it's
not enough.
That was bad.
You could sit there and you could say, hey, we won $50,000. That's the way you say it.
We won a lottery.
Yeah.
It's not the big one.
It's not the big one.
But it is a lottery, and we won it.
We did it. Some money in the lottery.
Okay. Yep.
But if you win the lottery, you take the grand prize. That's what that means.
Lump sum.
Lump sum. Yeah, here's what the answer is. You can say you won the lottery if you took the highest prize offered by the game you played. So pick three, the highest prize is 10 grand. You can say you won the lottery because it's the pick three.
Yeah.
Whatever. But if it's the Powerball and you say you won the lottery, and you bring home 50K?
Yeah.
Not good.
That's misleading.
He is going to leave you now.
Why did Graham take 2 days to reach out to her to tell her that he loves her after all that? Like, why 2 days?
It's not, the storyline does not hold together.
I
want to be clear. It doesn't matter how many details were in Brand Synopsis. It doesn't hold together. It doesn't. That storyline
does not make sense.
There's none of it that makes sense.
2 days. Stem I mean, you Stern. Know she's upset.
That makes sense.
Doesn't make sense. I have questions about the restaurant they go to, where the service staff apparently are also the dancers.
I'm out.
It's a supper club. I don't know what to tell you.
You're not going to be able to refill my Diet Coke. You don't have a chance. You don't have a prayer over there.
You got to sing songs.
You have a full number in there?
The only time where this has happened, there used to be this restaurant
Shoney's.
Called Sweezy House.
Sweezy House? You're Sweezy making that house. Up.
Not a lie.
Not a true story.
not a lie. It was outside of Boiling Springs, North Carolina.
Boiling Springs.
Boiling Springs, North Carolina.
Nobody says Boiling Springs.
Boiling Springs, North Boiling Carolina.
Springs.
All right,
Obama.
And
outside of the Boiling Springs.
The waiter there used to sing opera while he would serve you food. He sang,
this is the only place that's ever done that?
I'm just telling you. The only place I've ever been to, and he would always sit there, and he would see. He sounded like when he sang, it was beautiful, but he did sound like one take Jake when he did sing. It was wild. He'd be like, la 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 la. It was great.
So that's just all you gotta do is go to outside Boiling of
Springs. Well, no, they closed down.
Boiling Springs. They went out of business. Boiling Springs is in South Carolina. Is it a different Boiling Springs?
No, there's an.
Boiling Springs is in
Gardner Webb, right by Gardner Webb.
Different Boiling Springs, I believe. Boiling Springs, South Carolina is like,
yeah, not far.
Not far from here at all.
So before Spartanburg, from here to city. Yeah, it's on the way.
Well, then maybe that was it.
It's in the Duncan Lyman Welford area.
No, it's not.
I lived in the Duncan Lyman. I lived in.
But Lyman. Boiling Springs is a new one. It's a new name.
No, Boiling Springs is a high school that's past Spartanburg, but I think it's in Spartanburg County. Maybe near Gaffney.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's in between Spartanburg and Gaffney.
Well, let's look this
up. No. I'm right. It's North Carolina.
There's two.
Yeah, the place, it's where Gardner Webb is.
Okay, yeah, there's a Boiling Springs, South Carolina. That's the one.
Great, right, everybody. We figured it out.
We did it, everybody.
So, you guys know that I love the letter from the little girl.
Yes.
I can't for life me figure out why it is in the mix of letters that he has stolen. This is on his route, letters that he's been handed to from the people, and he just lumped all those ones in with the ones he's stolen?
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
I don't understand.
I'm not buying it. I want to know what the people inside the restaurant were thinking when a woman walked by, stopped, and screamed for no apparent reason. Right. What were those poor people thinking? Ruined their night or gave them a great story? One or the other.
It's hard to tell.
I'm not really sure. That's all I got, Dan.
Did no one notice the creepy van this guy was driving as he was stealing mail? I get it. He has an official postal worker's outfit on.
Yep.
This guy is in a van that commits crimes.
Yeah.
No one on that busy, busy street corner is like, maybe that creeper van isn't an official postal service.
Dude, nowadays, man, people get out of all sorts of weird vehicles delivering Amazon packages. So like, they'll like come out of like Honda Pilots.
Somebody rolled up on me the other day and I sat there and I was like, this is it.
Rolled up on you.
Yeah, I thought I was going to die. Dude, it turned out they were just dropping off an Amazon
package. Anybody can drop off an Amazon package now. It is insane.
The other day too.
You show up at the factory, you say, what do you got for me today? They will not ask you for any qualifications. They're like, here you go.
Boxes in there. Yeah.
Just go to town.
I just want to understand something. Was she giving him the lottery ticket?
Yeah.
Before she knew that his mom, just as an act of love.
Hey, I won the lottery. Yeah.
She picked the dates.
So she's giving him.
Yeah. And she writes in the letter, I've won the lottery.
$50,000.
Meaning you like winning the lottery.
She's going to give it to him.
Well, she didn't know it was 50,000.
She
didn't know.
She just said, I hit the lottery.
She got the lottery.
She didn't know. No.
Okay. That's why when she walked by the window, she saw it. Totally she screamed.
Yep. I feel way
Did
better.
Did you even
about
watch
it.
The movie, Dan?
I know. It's like I didn't even watch it. I was
you know
busy.
All about Rita and Norman,
Norman
though.
Norman and Rita. Boy, I was bored to tears by that storyline. I can't believe he was actually going to break up with her. I couldn't believe it.
She's going to Broadway. She's got a future. Did you hear her? The guy from Boiling Springs.
Like Boiling Springs. Yeah.
Sweezy House.
Someone needs to say this. Rita can do whatever she wants with her money and doesn't have to tell Norman who she dated before.
That's true.
How is this a storyline?
When did you go woke?
Amen.
That's what I want to know.
How is this a storyline? How is a storyline someone that she dated years ago and still sends money to what she thinks support a bird. How is that a thing that we're doing in this episode? It almost tanks the whole movie. The Norman Reedus thing in this movie is so bad it almost tanks the entire movie.
No, it does not. Stop it.
Panda, we didn't even remember it.
No.
We didn't even remember that storyline.
My point is, it doesn't tank the movie.
I didn't say it tanked the movie. I said it's so bad it almost tanks the movie. It didn't tank the movie.
Which implies it didn't.
Exactly. Yeah, but
it didn't almost.
No, it does not.
It doesn't even remotely. It doesn't even shake. It doesn't even shake the boat.
We're on a boat?
In this metaphor, we are.
Wow. Did we do it?
We did it.
We've got a great postal worker of the week this week. Dan, who do we have?
It's Sammy Sixstones. Now, before you ask questions, don't you do that. Before you ask questions, Sixstones is spelled S-Y-X-S-T-O-N-E-Z. Sixstones.
For what reason?
I don't know, Brand. Okay. What are you looking at? I'm not the...
That's his last name?
Yes. Okay. Sammy Sixstones.
Right.
Post office number 34783.
Sammy is great. First of all, the whole Sixstones family, really,
salt of the earth,
really salt of the earth. His kind of annoying habit though, is he enjoys kind of explaining the spelling of his name to everybody. And he's one of those guys. He never just delivers the mail. He just knocks on the door. He's like, mail's here. And then he goes and he tells them the whole story of the Sixstones.
What's the story of it?
Well, it gets real interesting. First of all, he's here.
Sammy, are you on the line?
Yes.
Sammy?
Yes.
Nice to hear from you. Please tell me this is not like a really boring story. Like it's actually a good story.
Well, how much time do I have?
You've got a tight 90 seconds.
Sheesh. Oh, okay. What do I cut out? Cut out the clowns. Cut out Mary. I can more or less cut out Camille. I can't cut out Lucifer. So more or less, we had Sixstones. We wanted to get creative with it.
Sully on the moon with you. Hey, welcome back to Sully on the Moon with you. Who do we have today?
Baby.
Who?
Baby.
Who?
Baby.
Hello. Hello, baby.
So you're my hero.
Okay. So, what can I do for you, baby?
You know this ship we flew up in?
Yes.
Was that like the ship you flew
to? Nothing safety? Like it. You know that.
But what about the water?
I flew a plane. Not a rocket
they
ship.
They both got wings and jets?
No.
Big jets?
No.
They both got big jets.
Baby, what can I help you with?
How did you navigate the big jet?
Baby, you did not come to space to ask me about...
Moonrock.
Dadgummit. Until next week, baby, we'll be the first to wish you a...
Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast is presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum and Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Homework, you can go to deckthehomework.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com.
I couldn't stop laughing as soon as I realized you were just going to do that the whole time.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.